KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. I'll take you a look at sports from yesterday. The boys' state soccer championships concluded yesterday. Lewis Central wins the Class 2A state championship as the Titans post a 1-0 win over Cedar Rapids Xavier in the 2A final. Hudson United took a 3-0 win over Gilbert for the 2A consolation. In Class 1A, Sioux Center was the runner-up, or was the consolation winner in double overtime, 2-1 over West Liberty. The state champ, Iowa City Regina, 1-0 win over Columbus Catholic in the finals. Also in Class 3A, the championship goes to Waukee as they beat Iowa City West 3-1 in the consolation match. Cedar Rapids Washington beat Bettendorf by a score of 3-0 yesterday. State co-ed golf was played yesterday at both Class 1A and 2A. Class 1A golfers played the American Legion Golf Course in Marshalltown for the alternate shot format tourney. Atlantic's Alyssa Ginther and Matt Gearhart combined for a round of 82, and that put them in 10th place overall. Bailey New and Kyle Reno shot an 85 yesterday. The Cam duo of Sammy Jotty and Ben Tibkin also shot 85 yesterday. Carroll's Josie Pettit and Carter Lean also shot a combined 82. The champion in Class 1A was Ashley DeLong and Tate Starbeck of Clear Lake. They shot a round of 73. The Class 2A tournament was won by Taylor Sedovec and Nathan Petrak of Johnston with a 75 at the Cedar Point Golf Course in Boone. Glenwood's Catherine Gunderson and Ryan Leith combined to shoot an 86 in the 2A portion of that meet yesterday. In high school girls softball play last night, Atlantic played a back-and-forth affair with Harlan before coming out on top in Hawkeye 10 conference play, Atlantic winning it 6-5 over the Cyclones last night. Also in girls Hawkeye 10 conference softball, Glenwood beat Shenandoah 10-1, Red Oak over Clarinda 10-0, Denison topping Lewis Central 9-2, Kemper Catholic 16-7 winners over St. Albert. In Western Iowa Conference softball last night, AHSTW shut down Audubon 6-0, Riverside edging Missouri Valley 3-2, Underwood over IKM Manning 7-2, Logan Magnolia beat Tri-Center 21-2. In Pride of Iowa Conference play, it was Lennox over Bedford 7-0, Mount Air beat Nottoway Valley 11-2. Also in non-conference play last night, girls softball, it was Griswold over Southwest Valley 5-1, Fremont Mills defeating Cam 21-9, Earlham over Exira EHK 3-0, Sydney beat Woodbine 10-9, Arweva over Whiting 11-1, ACGC beating West Central Valley 21-6. In boys baseball play last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Harlan holding off Atlantic by a final of 7-5. Glenwood beat Shenandoah 7-1, Clarinda over Red Oak 8-0, Lewis Central beat Denison 10-1, St. Albert over Kemper Catholic 10-0. In Western Iowa Conference baseball, Audubon edging AHSTW by a 2-1 final, Underwood over IKM Manning 15-1, Tri-Center beat Logan Magnolia 2-1, Missouri Valley over Riverside by a 3-1 score. Pride of Iowa Conference baseball saw Nottoway Valley beat Mount Air 4-3. Lennox outslugged Bedford 12-10. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Coon Rapids Bayard, an 18-4 winner over Glidden-Ralston. Also in non-conference boys baseball last night, Cam over Fremont Mills 13-0. Southwest Valley a 13-4 winner over Griswold. Southeast Polk beat Creston 4-0. Woodbine over Sydney 6-4. Trainer beat Cherokee 4-0. West Harrison over Essex South Page 22-12. And Arweva beat Whiting by a score of 6-1 in boys baseball play. In Major League Baseball, Luis Castillo pitched one-run ball over six innings. Yasiel Puig homered, and the Cincinnati Reds beat the St. Louis Cardinals 4-1 following a rain delay of an hour and 20 minutes. That loss snapped the Cardinals' four-game winning streak. Castillo gave up two hits, walked four, and struck out eight with 111 pitches. He dropped his ERA to 2.38 and hasn't taken a loss since April 3rd in a 1-0 defeat to Milwaukee. Elsewhere in the National League, Atlanta beat Pittsburgh 12-5, San Francisco over New York in 10 innings, 9-3, Miami beat up on Milwaukee 16-0, Chicago beat Colorado 6-3, L.A. beat Arizona 9-0, and Philadelphia 9-6 over San Diego. In the American League, Eduardo Nunez belted a pinch-hit three-run homer to break open a close game in the eighth inning, and the Red Sox went on to beat the Royals 8-3. J.D. Martinez, Xander Bogaerts, and Brock Holt also drove in runs for the Red Sox. Scott Barlow took the loss in relief for Kansas City after blowing the lead in the sixth inning. Elsewhere in the AL, Detroit beat Tampa Bay 9-6, Toronto over New York 4-3, Cleveland beat Minnesota 5-2, Baltimore down Texas 12-11, Oakland over LA 4-2, and Houston beat Seattle 11-5. In interleague play, Washington over the Chicago White Sox by a 9-5 final. In other baseball news, Philadelphia Phillies center fielder Andrew McCutchen has a torn ACL, and he'll miss the rest of the season. Phillies manager Gabe Kapler made the announcement before Tuesday night's game at San Diego. McCutchen injured his left knee during a rundown Monday and left the game against the Padres. The 32-year-old McCutchen was hitting .256 with 10 homers and 29 RBIs for the National League East leaders. The 2013 National League MVP was in the first season of a $50 million three-year contract. The Phillies acquired outfielder Jay Bruce last weekend in a trade with Seattle. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred said he doesn't expect teams to make changes to the protective netting around ballparks during the season, although he expects conversations to continue about whether netting should be extended. Manfred's comments came less than a week after a young child was struck by a foul ball and hospitalized in Houston. Manfred said structural issues in each individual stadium would make it difficult to mandate changes during the season. The Royals placed slugging third baseman Hunter Dozier on the injured list with an oblique strain as they recalled infielder Kelvin Gutierrez from AAA Omaha before their series opener against the Red Sox last night. Dozier's move to the IL is retroactive to Friday, and manager Ned Yost said he could be back in about a week. A Boston Bruins coach, Bruce Cassidy, says Zdeno Chara will be checked out in Boston to see whether he'll be able to play in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final. Chara took a deflected puck off his face in the second period of Game 4 Monday night, which the St. Louis Blues won 4-2 to tie that series at two games apiece. He returned to the bench for the third period wearing a full face shield but didn't play. Game 5 is set for Thursday night in Boston. Kevin Durant still isn't ready to return for the Golden State Warriors as he works back from a strained right calf that he suffered during the Western Conference semifinals. Durant didn't practice with the Warriors in Oakland leading into Game 3 of the NBA Finals, and he's yet to get on the court for a structured session with the two-time defending champs. He suffered that injury May 8th. He's listed as questionable for tonight's Game 3. In addition, backup big man Kevon Looney suffered a non-displaced cartilage fracture on the right side of his collarbone area, and he'll miss the remainder of the finals. Well, the Big Ten Conference has hired Minnesota Vikings executive Kevin Warren as its new commissioner, bringing on a former college basketball player and sports agent with a law degree from Notre Dame to replace Jim Delaney and become the first black commissioner of a Power 5 conference. The 55-year-old Warren has been the chief operating officer for the Vikings since 2015. He'll start September 16th and work alongside Delaney, who will step down January 1st from the job that he's held since 1989. The 71-year-old Delaney announced his decision to step away earlier this year. And the Big Ten and the SEC will be heading to the Las Vegas Bowl in coming years, taking turns facing the Pac-12 when the game moves into a new billion-dollar NFL stadium in 2020. The Big Ten, Southeast Conference, and the Big 12 unveiled bowl lineups for the 2020 through 25 seasons Tuesday. The Big Ten has six-year agreements with the 11 bowl games, including new deals with Las Vegas and the Belk Bowl in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Big Ten will alternate with the SEC in Las Vegas, the expected new home of the Oakland Raiders, and in Charlotte, with the Big Ten taking odd-numbered years in Las Vegas and the even-numbered years in Charlotte. The SEC also added a new agreement with the Gasparilla Bowl in Tampa, Florida. The Big 12 is sticking with its current eight bowl partners through the 2020-25 season. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.